Even man's best friend needs a license in New York City. WNYC's data news team recently got the complete list of all registered dogs in town and used it to map the most popular breeds and names across the five boroughs. Our own Stephen Reeder tells us what the dog data says about your neighborhood.
If you own a dog in New York City, odds are it's a mutt named Max. The city's dog licensing records show that out of almost 100,000 registered dogs, this is the most common breed and name in town. WNYC obtained the complete list from the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which runs the dog licensing program. The first thing you notice is the names. You've got your most popular ones, your Maxes, your Bellas, Luckies, etc. But in New York City, you'll also find a bunch of Jeters and Carmellos, Chanel and Dolce. There are 83 dogs named Gucci. We've come a long way from Rover. Dr. Stanley Corin, a psychologist and canine enthusiast who's written about a dozen books on human-dog interaction, said he wasn't surprised that such pop culture reference names go over big in the city.
If I had to make a guess between sort of, you know, New York and the other venues, I would expect that there would be a slightly higher likelihood of some of the press-related names.
Corin is right. We went through the registry and found hundreds of New York City dogs named after movie stars, cartoon characters, musicians, and more. But the health department estimates that only 1 in 5 dogs are licensed, so that's hardly the whole story. 4 out of 5 dog owners are breaking the law. I met one of them at the Tompkins Square dog run in Manhattan's East Village. He wouldn't share his name or his dogs for fear of incriminating himself.
Well, can I use an alias for the dog? Because he doesn't have a license. Let's say Bodine.
Getting caught in the dog run with Bodine, an unlicensed Affenpinscher, could cost this guy a $200 fine. A license is required to use the run, and all it takes is filling out a short form and a small fee. So why doesn't he do it?
Laziness. Mainly laziness. I mean, there's no conspiratorial reasons of, you know, bureaucracy looming over my head. I just do not feel like filling out the forms and mailing it in. And because he's so small, it's like he's not going to pose any threat. I mean, he's 5 pounds.
Small dogs like Bodine have the run of this town. Mixed breed dogs are the most popular, but Yorkies, Shih Tzus, Chihuahuas, and Malteses round out the top 5. The East Village doesn't buck this trend. The most popular breed in that neighborhood is Yorkie. But English Bulldogs seem to be popular in Lower Manhattan, and Pit Bulls are all over Bed-Stuy. That's just some of the dog data to dive into. There's plenty more to chew on. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Reeder.
See which kind of dog is most popular in your neighborhood. WNYC's data news team has maps, games, and graphics all about New York City's dogs. For those and more information on how to get your dog licensed, visit WNYC.org.